I'm going to talk now about diseases and conditions that result from reduced blood flow to the cardiac muscles. And probably everybody's heard of coronary heart disease. In this condition, if the coronary arteries either harden or become stiffer with age, or if they become clogged with plaque, what will happen is their diameter for the inside diameter of the vessels becomes smaller, and it reduces the amount of blood that can travel to the heart muscles. And in some cases, this can cause what we know of as a heart attack. Angina pectoris is a poorly localized sensation of pain, and it's usually in the chest, but sometimes not. And it's caused by inadequate, it's thought to be caused by inadequate blood flow to the heart muscle, and it can be a symptom of coronary heart disease. Coronary thrombosis is when a blood clot has formed in a coronary vessel, and this is often a result of coronary heart disease. It usually occurs when blood vessels are clogged with plaque. And a coronary thrombosis is the blood clot itself, but it can lead to, of course, when the coronary vessels are blocked, any of the area of the heart that those vessels would be normally bringing oxygen to will quickly begin to die. And these dead areas or damaged areas are called an infarct. So an infarct is an area of damaged tissue, and it's usually caused by a thrombosis. And when we talk about a myocardial infarction, that's the heart damage that's caused by a clot, and we generally refer to that as a heart attack. Now, there are also some congenital conditions, or these would be considered birth defects, that have an effect on the heart in some people. And the first is called a septal defect. And this is when there's a hole between the either between the two atria or between the two ventricles, normally between the two atria. If the foramen ovale of the fetus does not heal up and close up soon after birth, sometimes the result of this is a septal defect that allows blood to move between the right and the left atria, which reduces the efficiency of the heart. Another similar kind of problem is called patent ductus arteriosus, and this is a failure of the ductus arteriosus to close after birth. And in this case, blood is going to flow from the flow from the pulmonary artery. It's going to flow from the aorta into the pulmonary artery, causing, again, more inefficiencies in the pumping of the heart. Finally, some other problems would include heart valve stenosis. We've mentioned this a little bit before. This is going to be when there's a narrowed opening usually at the location of a valve. And if the bicuspid valve is undergoing stenosis, it's going to cause the lungs to become it's going to cause fluids to start to back up in the lungs. And if it's the tricuspid valve that is having these problems, that is undergoing stenosis, it's going to cause a more generalized edema or water retention, because the blood is not able to move efficiently to where it's supposed to go. Now, cyanosis or cyanus is a symptom of inadequate heart function, and it's kind of a bluish color to the skin. It's sometimes called skin cyanosis, and it means that there are low oxygen levels in the tissues.